USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Pushback from Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, who says he did not have to report luxury trips paid for by close personal friends until now. Thomas says the guidance he got when he came to the court was he didn't need to report those gifts, but he says now that the rules have changed, he will report those kinds of gifts in the future. A former prosecutor in New York City is responding to a subpoena from the House Judiciary Committee. Mark Pomerantz says he has no interest in obeying.
He called it an unprecedented campaign of harassment and intimidation. He also said that this will not deter us from our duty to uphold the law, saying that these elected officials would better serve their constituents and the country by doing their jobs in Congress.
NBC correspondent Dasha Burns. Pomerantz resigned from the Manhattan DA's office because he thought D.A. Alvin Bragg was not moving fast enough against former President Trump. Political unity when it comes to Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who's in jail in Russia. Senate leaders Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell are saying the charges are a fabrication and that U.S. diplomats have been denied access to Gershkovich. The White House likes what it sees in the March unemployment report.
Generally, this report is consistent with steady and stable growth.
The president's top economic advisor, Lael Brainard, on the news that the nation's unemployment rate in March was 3.5%. The Labor Department says the economy added 236,000 jobs last month. Gas prices keep rising, though. AAA says the nation average price for a gallon of unleaded regular is $3.58, 17 cents more than a month ago. The Air Force is adjusting its weight restrictions for new recruits to be in line with other services. Top end now 26% body fat for males, 36% for women. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
If you're looking for a job, here's a good one with federal government benefits. The Internal Revenue Service plans to hire about 30,000 new staffers over the next 2 years, mostly to beef up customer service. Once again, the battle to host a new headquarters building for the FBI is heating up. With a twist.
Maryland or Virginia. Both are vying for the new FBI headquarters, which could be hitting a new roadblock. Some House Republicans don't want it built and introduced a bill to stop all spending. Maryland Governor Wes Moore calls the move dangerous and another reason why his state should be chosen. He believes a decision is coming soon. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin only responded that the selection process was already underway. I'm Skip Kelly.
The state of Texas's two-year, $4.5 billion effort to beef up security on the border with Mexico may soon expand to include local police officers from all over the state.
There's a demand for manpower in our bordering counties and staffing shortages with Border Patrol.
Texas State Senator Brandon Creighton says the program would let local police agencies voluntarily send officers to border counties. The ultimate goal, he says, is education.
Gaining valuable training experience on human trafficking and drug trafficking that they then can take back to their communities.
Which would help those officers better spot drug issues in their towns. Creighton sponsoring the Texas State Senate bill that would direct the state police, known as the Department of Public Safety, to establish and administer the volunteer program. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.